I do a couple different jobs in LA. You know, in addition to comedy, I got to support myself doing some side gigs. There's one gig I do off and on here and there. I do this thing called Postmates. I don't know if you guys have it out here in Boston. You know it? Yeah. If you don't know what it is, it's like Uber, but instead of driving people around, you deliver stuff. It's like a courier app, and you can order anything you want, and a guy like me will bring it to you. And I had this one order come in. On February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, this woman asked me to pick up for her from Walgreens three items: Gatorade, Tylenol, and Plan B. Which, congrats, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that is like a very specific shopping list. Like just those items and nothing else. They should sell that as a bundle package called Bad Decisions, right? I feel bad. Like, I feel like this poor woman woke up in the morning and was like, oh my God, I need everything to die immediately. Specifically my hangover and then whatever kind of weird spring break pool party is happening in my uterus right now. Here's the thing. When I accepted the order, I didn't realize that when you get it, you have to go in and ask for Plan B at the prescription counter. I had never purchased it before. I've paid for it. Look, I'm a gentleman. I will always pay for the first date no matter what, all right? And sometimes what happens in Vegas ends up on Venmo. My point is, it was super awkward. I don't like talking to strangers in general. I'm trying to be all nonchalant at the store. I walk up to the counter and I see the prescription lady and I was like, hey, what's up? You have like Plan B or whatever? If not, it's totally chill. I don't even care, honestly. And she's like, Plan B? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. And I just blurted out, it's not even for me, it's for some girl. So I grab this stuff, I run out of there. I go to deliver it, and I don't know what happened, but for some reason, this woman doesn't answer the door when I knock, doesn't answer the phone when I call. I don't know. Maybe she fell back asleep. Maybe she decided to keep the kid. I don't judge. It's not my business, all right? But the thing about Postmates, if they don't answer you, you get to keep the stuff. So the Gatorade I drank right away. The Tylenol I threw in my glove box, and the Plan B, that was like $50. I'm like, I'm going to save this. I don't know. You know, maybe one day, right? But then after I had it like in my possession for a bit, I just felt kind of gross like holding on to it. Like I felt like I was gonna create a scenario where I had to use the pill, which I did not want that to happen, obviously. But I didn't want to just throw it away. I went through a lot of effort to get the pill. And you can't sell like a random Plan B on Craigslist. I tried. People ask a lot of questions. So in a moment of confusion, I just took the pill myself. Yo, terrible idea. Cause like 2 hours later, my nipples were sore. I was side crying. I was in like horrible stomach pain, but also hungry at the same time. I Googled it. Apparently if you take Plan B, it simulates having like a really intense period. You guys are heroes. That's all I can say. I didn't take the pill. I made that part up. That's a joke. Yeah. Some of you were looking at me like, what is wrong with this guy? No, I didn't take the pill. True story is when I got it, didn't answer, I just threw it in my glove box and I forgot about it. And then a couple weeks after that, I was on a date with someone. I actually had a really nice date, goes really well, go back to her place, start fooling around a little bit. I go to undo her pants and she's like, you know what, I don't know if I want to do all that yet. It's moving a little fast, besides, I don't even have any condoms in the house. And I just blurted out, oh no, it's cool, I have Plan B in the car. So I'm single, obviously. I don't know if you guys could tell that part, but yeah. I am single now, I don't mind it. I prefer to be monogamous though. It's like just more in my nature. Like I'm a girlfriend type dude. It's what I'm drawn towards. And a lot of my buddies who don't like being in relationships, they always want to stay single. It's always for dumb reasons. They always say stuff like, oh what, I'm gonna watch the same movie over and over again? I've seen this movie, bro. I know how it ends. And I tell them like, you're not looking at the big picture here, right? Because if you find like a really, really great movie and you buy that shit on Blu-ray, I mean, eventually you got access to stuff like deleted scenes, director's commentary, anal, maybe. I don't know. The odds are better for sure. Triggered girl, how you feel about butt stuff? Let's talk about it. Not about it. No, I understand. It's not for, I get it. It's not for everybody. It's very divisive. People have very strong opinions about it. Honestly, it's kind of like cilantro. Some people love it. Some people hate it. It's not meant to be your full meal. It's a garnish. You know what I'm saying, right? Claps in the corner, yeah. You just if you had a friend who's like, oh, fuck cilantro, that's disgusting. You're not gonna try it one time. All right, not down with the cilantro.